Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning, this last great day of this meeting. The Bible says on that last great day, on the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. And he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me, and let him freely drink. And he said, out of the belly of him that believeth in me shall flow forth the river of living water. And he was talking about the Holy Ghost. And we pray, Lord, we've seen the power of God move here last night. We've seen people laid out by the Spirit of God. And we've seen how you moved upon the people, Lord. Today, Lord, let your presence be even greater. In Jesus' mighty name. And as always, Lord, we know the entrance of your word brings light. Therefore, Lord, let the light shine in our hearts this morning. And let an abundant entrance be ministered unto us into the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want people to be excited when they come into the house of the Lord.
Especially when we are preaching the word. So
put your hands together like people who are excited. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if we say
anything that makes you excited, feel free to
shout the glory. Amen. Amen. Now, this morning,
the title of the message, From Glory to Glory.
Amen. That's what we are preaching on this morning. From Glory to Glory. And we are going to
start here at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. But we all, with
open face, beholding
as in a glass
the glory of the Lord, we are changed
into
the same image,
that's like the Lord, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now let me read that again, and let us soak
in
for a few minutes.
We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory
of the Lord, we are changed
into the same image
from glory to glory,
even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
So right away
we see that we are supposed to be going from glory to glory. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
That's right. You're not supposed to be
stagnant. You're not supposed
to
be in the same
place. You're supposed to be glowing from glory to glory. Now, what is the purpose of this glory, this changing from glory to glory? What is the purpose that God is changing us from this glory to glory? It's right here in this verse.
It says,
so that we may come into the same image. That's the image of Christ.
The
very nature of Christ. The glory of God
is not for us something to gloat over
and so forth like that. Oh no.
You know.
And it's not something to be arrogant about. In fact, if you are arrogant about,
you've never been in
His presence. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Because Isaiah, when he saw his glory, he fell down. And he said, oh, I'm a man of unclean lips.
You can read that in Isaiah chapter 6.
And everybody, when they saw
his glory, in fact, John on the Isle of Patmos,
when he saw the glory of the Christ, he fell down like that.
And the Lord
had to tell him, you know, be not afraid, I am Alpha and Omega. Oh, and he lifted him up.
If
you've ever seen his glory, the real glory of the Lord makes you feel worthless. You know, praise God. But when he puts that glory upon you, from glory to glory, and you begin to see that there is so much more that you can get from God, that you can be more like Christ every day, that you can have that glory of God every single day, even more and more, unto
perfect.
That's what we are talking about this morning. And we don't want anybody, you know, we've seen how the power of God moved last night.
But we don't
want you to be satisfied with yesterday's glory. Amen?
Yeah.
We don't want you to be satisfied with
some people are not even yesterday. Some are yesterday.
Years.
You know, some people are still talking about, you know, what the Lord did in their life 20 years ago. You know? Today
is a new day. For the glory of God.
Even yesterday is already gone. I'm not satisfied. You know, I bless the Lord. I was blessing the Lord, you know, most of the night for what God did. But I'm already
pressing in for a greater glory
today.
I'm already pressing. I'm not, you know, I will never, and I don't want anybody to settle for the status quo. To stay where you are, you know, you must always press in. And that is what the message is all about today. Turn with me to Haggai chapter 2, and I'm going to read just one verse in verse 9. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 9. And here is what it says. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place, right here or wherever we go, will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh yes, he said the glory of the latter house. So any one of you that has ever experienced the glory of God, the glory the next day or today is going to be greater if you press in. You know,
the glory of God will supersede in your life, will
supersede what you already had before if you keep pressing in. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
But the reason,
the only way to get it is to keep pressing in. Luke chapter 16 and verse 16. Here's what Jesus says about pressing in. Luke chapter 16 and verse 16. He said from the, you know, John, you know, and so forth, you know, the prophets, said the law and the prophets were until John. See, but since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. So you must press into that kingdom. You must press into that glory. You cannot remain where you are. Every single day, you must press in from glory to glory.
Praise you in the name of the Lord.
In the book of Philippians chapter 3, this is where the most of my message is going to come from today. Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to read how the Holy Spirit, through Paul, describes this process of pressing in from glory to glory. Now, he has already told us that we are going from glory to glory, but now we are going to see how to do it. We're going to see how to do it to where we can press in every day
from glory to glory,
and how not to be denied, and how not to stay in one place and think that, you know, that's the end. We got to keep pressing in.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
In Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to start at verse 7. Paul said,
but what things
were gain unto me,
those I counted loss
for Christ. In other words, all his achievements, everything, just like before, and 20 elders did and cast down their crowns before the throne in the book of Revelation. This man, everything that he thought he gained, you know, in the natural, he counted it
for loss,
so that he might gain Christ.
Now, listen to what he says. He says,
yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Now, he makes it personal. Christ Jesus, my Lord. See, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, but he didn't care.
And I do
count them but dumb.
That's another word for that, you know.
That I may,
you know, win Christ.
You know, he thought it was all refuse. He thought it was, you know, something else, you know, that had, you know, absolute no value. He just threw everything out, you know, so that he may win Christ. And that I may be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. That's what he had before he came to the Lord. But that which is through the faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That I may know him.
Hallelujah.
And the power of his resurrection. Is there somebody in the house that wants to know him?
Amen.
Is there anybody in the house that wants to know the power of his resurrection?
Amen.
Oh yes, and the fellowship of his sufferings. This glory always goes hand in hand with his sufferings. We've preached about that many times here at the church. Be made conformable unto his death. If by any means
I might attain unto
the resurrection of the dead. Now, not as though I had already attained. Now, this is the problem
with the church.
Complacency. You know, complacency. But Jesus was talking to the Laodicean church. And he said, well, because you say that I am filled with riches, you know, I'm good and I have no need of anything, you know, and so forth. And I got all this stuff, you know, and you just complacent.
And they're not pressing in. That's the story of the Laodicean church. They're not pressing in to his glory every day. They just
think that, well, you know, we got it, you know, I got everything
made and so forth.
That's not going to work. Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But he said,
you know,
not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after.
That means he's pressing in, that I may apprehend
that
for which also I'm apprehended.
Apprehended of Christ.
Brethren,
I count not myself to already have apprehended. That means you have not yet arrived. He said, look, I don't think that I've arrived, but here's one thing I do. The one thing I do is forgetting
those things that are behind.
Because you can't do anything about yesterday.
It's gone.
Whether it was good
or bad,
whether it was even glorious, it's already gone. Today is another day that you must press in into greater glory.
Forgetting the things that are behind
and reaching forth on those things that are before, today and tomorrow, that's all you can hope for. You grab on today, you hope on for tomorrow, but yesterday
is already gone. You know, reaching on to those things that are before, I press
toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Now, you think everybody that is born again or says I'm a Christian, I go to church, you think everybody is going to get this same prize? Oh no, sir. Because the Bible says there are many that run in a race, but only one wins the prize. You know, so you've got to run. You've got to press. You've got to keep pressing.
You can't just, you know, sit down and
think that, oh,
everything. The Bible says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion.
You've got to press in every day. Press
forward. No matter what God did yesterday,
let's thank him for what he has already done.
When you come
into his presence, you thank him for what he's already done.
But you press in for greater things.
How many of you can say praise the Lord?
That's right.
You keep pressing
to go higher and higher
and for greater things. He said,
verse 15
of Philippians 3.
Let us,
therefore, as many of us as be perfect, let us, you know, if you think you are perfect, if you think you're already there, you, he said, you better be thus minded.
You know,
and if there's
anything else, God's going to reveal it to you.
You know, you got to be thus minded. You got to keep pressing in.
Is what
the Spirit is saying through Paul. You've got to keep pressing in.
And what are the things that we've got to
press for? What are the things we've got to press for?
Well, I'm going to show you some of that.
Now, you know, if you were here during the meeting, we talked about, you know, on the first day of the meeting on Friday, we talked about, you know, joint heirs with Christ. You know, of course, we were reaching out, you know, to women, but everybody is joint
heir with Christ.
So let's see all the things that we should be pressing forward for. John chapter 16 and verse 15. Let's see what Jesus has to say about it, and let's see what we can be pressing forward for every single day. John 16 and verse 15. Listen to what the Lord Jesus said about his relationship with the Father. He said, all things that the Father hath are mine. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you believe that all things that the Father has belong to Jesus?
Amen.
You? If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Well, that one is easy to believe. The question is, do you believe that all things that the Father has not only
belong to Jesus,
but also belong to you?
Amen.
That's the question this morning. Because the Bible says, in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 17, that because we are children, we are heirs of God.
Amen.
And joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
That means everything that Christ has, we have as well.
Amen.
Now if Jesus could make this bold declaration and say, everything that my Father has is mine, well, I can step forward and say exactly the same thing.
Right.
Everything that God has
belongs to me. Amen.
In due time, I'm going to get everything that is coming to me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I'm going to get everything because I'm going to keep pressing. And I'm not going to settle for anything less than what God has for me. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. And I've said this before. The glory of God. The glory of God is like the ocean. And the amount of his glory that you have at any time is like you taking a bucket to go and fetch water in the ocean. That is the comparison of the glory of God that is in your life right now to the glory of God that can be revealed in your life.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
That means you can keep going with that bucket to the ocean and getting more.
You can keep going and getting more every time. You can keep pressing in and getting more glory from God until you become more and more like Christ. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Jesus said it himself. He said, everything that my Father has belongs to me. And he, in the Bible says that we are joint heirs with him.
Now, if you are a joint heir in a family, you know, that means you have an equal share. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how else to say it, but that's the way it is. So if Jesus got it, then I got it too.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, let's see the glory that Jesus got. 2 Peter chapter 1. And verse 17. Now this is an eyewitness that went with Jesus to what is called Mount Transfiguration. Now you can read about that in Matthew chapter 17, but I'm not going to read that today. You know, Jesus said, I mean, here's the account of Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 17. This is the account that Peter gave. He said, for he, talking about Christ, received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice, see, he said, came such a voice to him from excellent glory. This is my beloved son. Oh yeah. In whom I am well pleased. Now that's what that glory is all about. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. That's what the glory of God is all about. You know, now God, he wants us to get into that glory the same way that Jesus Christ got into glory. And what you are looking for when you get into that glory is the same commendation that Jesus received of the Father. Which commendation is, this is my beloved son or daughter, the same way makes no difference.
Right, neither male nor female, those of you who are here on Friday, you heard about that.
You know, this is my beloved son, this is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. That's what we want to hear from the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now listen to how Jesus himself said, what he said about that glory. How that God, whatever he has, that he has given unto us. John chapter 17, Jesus was praying, you know, praying at the end, just about the end of his ministry there. And here are the things that he prayed, a bunch of things there. He said so many things. But here is one interesting verse that he prayed about in verse 22 of John chapter 17. He said, and the glory which thou gavest me, oh, I have already given to them. Amen. That they may be one, even as we are one. How many of you believe that Jesus has given you the glory? Amen. Hallelujah. He has already given you the glory, but you must press in. You've got to press in for the glory of God. You've got to keep pressing in so that you might receive everything that God has in store. Now, I'm going to read to you a very small testimony of Jesus concerning one man in the Bible that would not be denied. Now, Jesus, he gave testimony concerning this man. He would not be denied. So turn with me to Mark chapter 2. Now, you know, those of you who have been in this church for any length of time, you know I love to read the stories of David. You know, because he typified so many things. Now, this is a story of David. I'm not going to read the actual account of what happened, but I'm going to read the testimonial that Jesus gave about what David did when he would not be denied. Amen. So that's what I'm going to read. This is an example of how you press in. How you press in and you will not be denied. Now let's read Mark chapter 2, and I'm going to read from verses 25 through 26. That's in Mark chapter 2. Now of course, there's a reason why Jesus said this. God, they challenged him for doing a miracle on Sabbath day and so forth. You know, so he's going to tell them, you know, something here. But that's not, I'm not talking about the Sabbath day today. I'm going to talk about something else. And he said, have you never read what David did when he had need and he was
and hunger? That means he was hungry.
He and they that were with him, have you never read it? Jesus said, he said, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and he did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests. David, he didn't, you know, it was illegal for him to go in there, you know. And he gave, not only did he eat, he had the audacity to even give to those that were with him. And Jesus did not even condemn him. Jesus is even testifying about it.
Now, how many of you can say, you know, I understand what that is?
Well, if you don't, I'm going to tell you what it is. When Jesus hung upon the cross, the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 27 that the veil of the temple was rent in twain.
You know, so all that
stuff of keeping only the high priest that can go in and all that's all gone.
Amen.
That was in the Old Testament. Now everybody can press in into that veil.
Hallelujah.
You can press behind that veil. You can get anything you want. And David, even though the veil wasn't yet broken in his hand, David would not be denied.
Amen.
You know, he needed bread for, you know, his companions. You know, they were tired from the battle and so forth, you know. And he got into the priest and said, look, can you help us, my men? We are all hungry and so forth.
Now, the priest said, I don't have any common bread. But David, he said, well, the bread is common anyhow. Even though you have it in these vessels over here, it is common anyhow. Now, give us the bread and we shall eat.
You have been struck dead. But David,
oh no,
he knows how to press into that glory.
Amen.
David, he had gone way beyond that veil. He had gone in the praise and the glory of God. He had seen the Lord riding upon chariots. Oh yeah. He had seen how God, he does things in the heavenlies.
Amen.
He had known that Jesus, you know, was coming. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, thou art a priest forever. After the order of Melchizedek. You know, David, he knew these things by going to the presence of the Lord.
He transcended.
You know, normal rents.
Amen.
So he wasn't afraid of, you know, all these laws of don't go inside it, you know, the Holy of Holies. Oh no. He said, Holy of Holies, that's exactly where I belong. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now one man in the Bible, one time the Bible said he saw the chariots of fire. You know, and when he saw the chariots of fire, some people today see the chariots of fire, they will run away. But this man, he saw the chariots of fire. He said, that's exactly where I belong. I'm going in the chariots of fire. His name was Elijah. Oh, yeah. Until this day, he hasn't died.
Amen.
Amen. He went in those chariots. He saw those chariots. Now, if you see the glory of God, are you going to press in or are you going to run away? Do you know what the Israelites did when the glory of God came on Mount Sinai? You know, they said, we don't want any part of that. We don't want any part of that. They told Moses, you go and get the glory and then you come speak to us. Can you imagine how shameful that is? Can you imagine how ridiculous that is? God never intended to send a prophet. He wanted to speak to them directly. But they wouldn't hear it. And that's how Moses became a prophet unto them. Because they wouldn't hear. They wanted intermediary. Oh, that glory is too strong. You know, if we preach something that's too strong here, some people will run away. You know, they go, oh, they don't want to press it, but you've got to press it. Hallelujah. You have got to press in into the glory of God. And it starts with the paths of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
The paths of righteousness is what leads you to the gates of heaven. You cannot do it any other way. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you cannot also be satisfied with what God has done in your life. You know, oh yeah, God's done something, you know, and so forth. But nobody, Paul himself said, I have not yet arrived. I have not yet apprehended. I'm not there yet. Nobody is there yet. So we got to keep pressing.
Yeah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And David would not be denied.
Really?
He got in there, got a hold of the showbread.
In fact, after the priest was waiting for him to be struck down there.
He said, I'm not going to have any part of that. You know, David said, don't worry about it. You know, I've seen the Lord. You know, I've talked to him. Oh yeah, he's my shepherd. He's my rock. He's my shield. He's my defender. He's my high tower. Oh yeah, he takes me to run through truth. He causes me to leap over walls. Oh, I know him. I know him who I believe. He's my redeemer. Oh my, he got in there. He got a hold of that breath, you know, and by the faith and, you know, the faith and the knowledge of David, he shielded all the others from being struck down.
You know, absolutely.
He took first, and then he gave to everybody else.
He said, you know, we got it today.
We got that glory. We got that bread.
Praise
the name of the Lord. And they ate, boy, you know, this was something that only the high priest, even some of the junior priests didn't dare to go in there. You know,
and even the high priest himself didn't dare to go in when he wasn't time.
He would not be denied. And Jesus himself gave a testimonial concerning David. That's how great that act was.
That singular act of
pressing in. Say, I'm not going to let the veil or any of these systems keep me back.
I'm
going to press into the glory of God.
If
you can say,
praise the Lord. That's right.
That's what we are looking for today. Don't be satisfied with the status quo. Don't be satisfied with rules and regulations and so forth. Press into the glory of God. Press into the glory. From glory to glory every day. Today's glory, that's great. But tomorrow, you get a greater glory. Amen?
Amen.
Yesterday's glory was great. But today, you got to get something greater. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In fact, let me put to you this way. Because our God is constantly moving.
And in fact, the universe is constantly expanding. You know, that's how great
he is, sir. You know, and if God is constantly moving and you're not moving with him, then, you know, as he moves, you find that, relatively speaking, you are actually backward now. Because he's moved on. Amen? Yes. Praise ye the Lord. If two people are standing together and one of them stands still, and the other person moves away, then there's already a distance. And that's what happens when you stand still, you know, and don't press in. You know,
when you just stay where you are and you don't press in, God's already moved on.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Some people are satisfied with just having salvation. You know, all their years and so forth, maybe they were struggling with something.
Okay, so one day,
finally, they come to the cross, which is a wonderful thing. But that's the greatest miracle. Amen?
Yes.
The greatest miracle for somebody to come to the glory of the cross.
That's the greatest miracle.
So we don't make that like that. But once you come to the glory of the cross, there is so much more.
Hallelujah.
That is just an abundant entrance for you. You know, but most people don't press it. They don't press it. They just say, I'm saved, I go to church and so forth. You know, and then maybe some of them will press in a little bit. They get, you know, what they call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Or maybe, they, you know, they get a little taste of God and so forth. And they can so do some of the things.
And then they
are satisfied. See,
they are just satisfied. You know, they say, yeah.
You know,
we are the
this and we are the that. You know, now they've got it. You know, but I tell you what, that is only, you know, it's not even a drop. God has so much more. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, you can press in and get more of the glory of God. You can press in into the ultimate. Now, the ultimate is for you to hear that commendation. Thou art my beloved son. See, God, how did he get it?
Because he was in perfect submission
to the Father. That is the ultimate. When the glory of God will bring you into that humility and it will bring you into that submission for Christ. The glory of God is not for you to go around and say, yeah, I'm the elect, I'm the bride, I'm the this and that. That you haven't seen his glory yet. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In fact, Jesus, with all the glory that was upon him, the Bible says he humbled himself and became, you know, took on the form of a servant. He didn't even want to claim robbery to be equal with God. Of course, sometimes he would say it, you know, but most of the time, he just, you know, he humbled himself and so forth, you know, and became obedient, even to the death on the cross, which was the most shameful death. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a glory and a name that is above every name. That today, at any day, things that are present or things to come,
when they hear
the name of Jesus, willingly or unwillingly, they must bow. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Any name that is named of things already present or things yet to come,
that's subject
to the name of Jesus. And every knee will bow to him one way or another. You will bow willingly now or by the rod of iron, you will bow to the name of Jesus Christ. There is no escaping it because the Bible says it point blank. But you know, we can enter into that same glory by surrendering our lives and letting Christ walk in us from glory to glory into the same image. You know, the height of where we are going is to be in the perfect image of the Christ. You know, and some people think it's about working miracles. You know, well, that's part of it. You know, and so on, you know. And people have been working miracles since the beginning of this world. But still, they have not arrived into the nature of Christ. So it goes beyond miracles. It goes beyond raising of death.
Of course, any gospel
that doesn't believe in miracles, you know, that's not a gospel that you guys should believe in. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, we can prove it anytime.
Yeah.
You know, we can prove it if you need any kind of miracle because we believe God and he will do it.
Yeah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
So I can prove that anytime. So, but it's not about that. It's way beyond that. In fact, I'll tell you this. When Jesus went to be baptized of John the Baptist, in the river before he started his ministry, he had not done any single open miracle that was recorded. We didn't know about it. But he went to John the Baptist and he baptized first. Then he went to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And then when he came out of the wilderness, he went into, you know, you can read about that. He went into, you know, in Luke chapter 4. Then he went into the temple and got a hold of the scrolls of Isaiah. And then he read, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So that was the sequence. But when he went into the for water baptism, John said to him, I cannot baptize you. I must be baptized of you instead. And Jesus said, let us fulfill all righteousness. And as you know, Jesus, he humbled himself to be baptized in ordinary water by a man whom he created.
Amen.
You know, As soon as he did it, when he was coming out, the Bible said the heavens opened up and the dove lighted upon him. And he said, this is my beloved son. He had not done a single miracle.
That we know. So it's not
about miracles. It's about perfect submission to the will of the Father.
When you are
perfectly submitted to the will of the Father, and you can get that commendation, this is my beloved son, this is my beloved daughter, that is the height of the glory of God.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But there are other things also, side benefits, fringe benefits, or whatever you want to call it, that come along the way because you are following the Father. Jesus said himself, the Son can do nothing except that which the Father shows him. When you are perfectly submitted to the Father, you will be going about doing exactly what the Holy Ghost tells you to do. You will be healing the sick, just like Jesus said.
Amen? And then you will be
raising the dead. And you will be doing all these things. And it will be second nature to you. It won't even be anything strange at all. Because you have already seen the Father do it. You know, he's already shown it.
And so you just walk in
the same and you do the same. But you must every day press in. You've got to press in. When God gives us a token of his good, and he shows us, you know, he told Moses, said, show me your glory. You know, oh, and the Lord said, well, I'll show you a token of my glory. You know, he passed by and he covered his face and so forth. He showed him his backside. And he said, the Lord declared the name of the Lord. He said, the Lord is merciful God. Oh, yeah, he's merciful. He's calling you today. If you want to enter into his glory, if you want to enter into his presence. And if you're here this morning, you say, well, you know, I'm so far away from the glory of God, you know, because of all of the things that I have done in my life. Well, you are exactly the kind of person that God wants.
Yeah.
Amen? Because God has no time for anybody that will beat his test. In fact, he told a story, the Bible says in Luke chapter 18, he told this story to the effect that, you know, because of some people, you know, that had known themselves, they thought in themselves that they were righteous, you know. They were righteous and they despised others. So he told the story. He said, two men went to pray. And one of them was a Pharisee. And the other one was a sinner and so forth. Everybody knew. So this Pharisee, you know, he went and said, Lord, I thank you. Because I am the elect or the bride or whatever. I don't know what he said, you know. But he was beating his chest like that. You know, I'm the this, I'm the that, and so on. You know, and I fast 3 times a week. I do all of these things. I'm not even as this sinner is over here and so forth. You know, I've got some power. You know, and so on. And God didn't argue with him that he didn't do any of those things. You know, but his prayer went nowhere.
Amen.
Because his life was full of arrogance.
Yes.
And it was full of pride. And not of humility. And God resists the proud.
Amen.
He knows the proud are far off.
Hallelujah.
If you are struggling with pride in your life, you may not even be known. People are, you know, prideful. They may not even know they are struggling with pride. But it is a situation. It is a stronghold that needs to be broken.
Amen.
You know. So if you are struggling, you know, if you have that pride and so forth, and you think you are this, you are nothing. It's God that makes you something.
Yes.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Nobody is anything. Everything that you have comes from God. And then when you know that, you will fall down on your face flat every single time that God does something glorious in your life. You will know that you have done nothing. You have achieved nothing. It is nothing. You are nothing. You are unprofitable servant. You are nothing before God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The other sinner, he could not even raise up his head. All he said was, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy, Lord. I'm a miserable sinner. And Jesus, he looked at the both of them. And he said, this man, this sinner that everybody has condemned, he is the one that's getting in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the one that's getting in because he got a hold of
the mercy of the Lord.
Amen.
But the other one was, you know, touting his own self-righteousness. You know, your self-righteousness will get you farther away from God than the speed of light.
Amen.
Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, but when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, the Bible says, in due time, he shall lift you up. He shall bring the glory of God into your life. Oh, and that man, he went home justified. But the other guy that said, oh, beat his chest all over the place and say, I'm this, I'm that, he got nothing. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So this message for us to press into the glory of God is not for us to be arrogant. It's not for us to say, I'm the elect and I'm the this or any name you want to call yourself. You know, God can raise up stones to be children of Abraham. He said it. Don't begin to say to yourself that we are the elect, we are the this and that. Say, God can have these stones.
Amen.
He can do anything he wants.
Amen.
And nobody can say to him, what do I say? You know, if you think that Israel, who was so close to God, and God chose him and said, Israel is my firstborn, the Bible said through disobedience, because they didn't want any part of God, he cut them off.
Yes.
But he cut them off so that you might be grafted in. And if you are granted now, and then you think that, oh yeah, now I got it made. He can cut you off. Just like that. Because he's the Almighty God. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Stand to your feet this morning. You know, praise the name of Jesus. But if you want to press into his glory, if you recognize that there is nothing good within you except by the Spirit of the living God, and if you want to get a hold of God and his glory every single day and say, I am not satisfied, I thank you Lord for what you have done, and I want, if you want that, I want everybody in this place to begin to pray.
I want you to begin to pray.
If you believe that God can do greater things in your life, if you want to press into the greater glory, I want you to begin to pray.
Begin to
call upon his glory. Oh yes.
He's taking you from glory to glory.
Hallelujah.
I want the praise team up here. We are going to sing that song, From Glory to Glory. Praise the name of the Lord. I want everybody to begin to pray.
Begin
to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray and begin to call upon the name of the Lord.
Now, if there's anybody in the house today,
and you say,
I want to give my life to the Lord,
I want this same kind of power and glory. We never want to close any service without giving new people, especially, a chance to come to the Lord.
If you want to come to the Lord this morning for the first time,
let me introduce you to the King of Kings. Let me introduce you to the one that washed away your sins. His name is called Jesus.
If that's you this morning,
and you want to be a part of the family of God,
come forward this morning and let's receive you into the family of God.
Make an open witness before this hour. Hallelujah. But for the rest of you,
I want you to press in this morning. I want everybody to press in. I want you to press in. Praise ye the name of the Lord. We are going to sing the song, From Glory to Glory, He's Changing Me. From glory to glory, He's changing me. Into the image, oh yes, of God and His Son. Into the likeness of God and His Son. He's changing me from glory to glory. Oh yeah, from glory to glory, He's changing me. I want everybody to sing with me.
From glory to glory, He's changing me. Changing me. God and His Son, He's changing, changing me. He's changing, He's changing me. Into
likeness eternally, into glory of God and His Son.
He's changing, changing. He's changing me. He's
changing. Changing me
into His likeness eternally, into glory of God and His Son. He's
changing, changing.
He's changing me.
Thank you. valley into glory of God. He's changing me. Is somebody in the house believe that God is changing you? Do you believe that He's changing you? Are you going to press into that glory? Is there somebody in the house that will not be denied that you are going to press into the glory of God? If you are that person, I want you to shout hallelujah. I want you to shout it again, hallelujah. Can I get a witness from somebody that you know within you that you will not be denied of His glory, that you will not let sin and unrighteousness keep you from the glory of God, that you will press in into His presence, and that you will not be denied? If that's you this morning, lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord in your seats wherever you are. Praise His name. Praise His name this morning. Praise His name this morning. And I'm going to pray a prayer of release. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything that is holding your people back, we come against it in the name of Jesus. The spirit of the world. Say, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The spirit of unrighteousness, Lord, begin to break that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The spirit of arrogance.
Amen.
The spirit of bitterness. The spirit of unforgiveness. Unbelief.
Amen.
These are the little foxes that spoil the vine, said the Lord. And this morning we begin to cast down those strongholds. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, move upon the hearts of your people. Bring a heart, Lord, that will seek after you. Into every heart, Lord, a heart that will seek after you with all their hearts. That they will follow the Lord with all their hearts. And that we will press in every day into the glory of God. From day to day, pressing in into the glory of God. Oh, and the path of the righteous, the path of the just is like the shining light. And it's going to get brighter and brighter as you press in towards that light until the perfect day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Every impediment in your life that is keeping you back, the name of the Lord drives it away from you. In Jesus' mighty name. Now enter into the glory of God. Lift up your hands and worship Him this morning. Lift up your hands and worship Him this morning. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the message of the Lord this morning. We thank you for an inspiration that He brought to us. Oh Lord, let us press in. Give us the grace to press in. Every single day, from glory to glory, until we receive that commendation. Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Blessed be the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord this morning. Put your hands together for the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.